This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Your brag artist cost you $10.
Put moron number two on the phone.
15, because you get three stickers for the 15.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Of course you feel good. Look at the day.
Yeah.
What about yesterday, by the way? What an unbelievable day. Going to get to that. Superb for the Grand Prix. Another magnificent event in this beautiful state. But Damien Barrett shortly.
Oh.
There's some footy to discuss.
Oh.
And I think Rabbits Mob might be at the top of the agenda.
Mm,
what's going on there, Rabs?
Rabs?
Stinky at the moment.
What is happening?
I don't know.
They're off, Jim. I told you that.
Wow. And then a bit of topics Brownless.
Yes.
And then I can see a 10 grand Guernsey cash. We're going to chat about, well, I was at the Grand Prix and you were at the basketball.
Oh,
we
Jim.
Sort of split ourselves.
We did.
Yesterday. Oh, you had a good day. I had a good day.
You did.
And then Kane Corn's in.
Corn,
because he's about to fight.
How do we get him? Because he's
Nath Brown.
There.
No, he's because Brownie went on SEN.
Oh, cool.
So we got him on.
Oh, that's nice.
So it'll be nice for Kane.
Yes.
To come and speak.
Honestly. Oh,
no, just to... A microphone where someone's going to be listening to
him. Oh,
it'll be an unusual thing for him.
Yes.
And he'll enjoy it.
Yes, exactly.
And I hope the V8 supercar driver's listening. As I say hello to you, Pat.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy boy. Yes, good weekend. Beautiful weekend for the Grand Prix.
Wasn't it good?
Oh, good day yesterday, Jim. Three Bs. Beer, bet, basketball.
Oh.
Beautiful. Yes. Loved it.
How'd that all go for you?
Be good, bet not so good.
Basketball
not so good. So, one out of three ain't bad.
Right.
That's what he used to sing, didn't he? Hello, Rabsy.
It's Ethan Marshall on stats.
Yeah, good to see you, Brownie.
Nice, Ethan Melder, mate. Sorry about that. That's a bad start, Bobby.
Ethan Marshall is a new
Ethan
one.
Ethan Marshall.
Mm. How'd the commentary go over the weekend? Pretty good, what I heard a couple of times.
Yeah, very good.
How was Ballarat?
Good.
Good, good crowd, I hear.
Massive crowd.
Yeah.
It was very local feel. You could smell the sausages and onions being cooked wafting through the commentary box, which on a Sunday we were all salivating, to be fair.
Mm. Mm. And who kicked six? Old
Snags.
Old Jocks.
Yes.
So we got him
Waitman.
In. Yeah, Corey, we got him in.
Cody,
you idiot. Is Cody coming in, Zoe? Oh, hang on, she's riding.
Speaking of which, speaking of the dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk later about Grand Prix. But I tell you, he came bouncing up and said hello.
Who?
Bailey Smith.
Oh.
What a nice young man he is.
They say that, Jim.
Very friendly, nice young man.
Good looking.
Oh, very good looking. So I felt at home with him.
and
we both had that going for us.
Going that way.
But he, very nice young man. It was nice to say hello.
Cody Waitman, not this week. We are too busy.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, though. rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Let's talk a bit of sport on rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Robot Building Supplies. Oh. Robot's got it.
Robot.
Yes. Robot Building Supplies.
Good on you, Robot.
Robot's got it, Bill.
He has got it.
They come in before? In the airlock.
That's right. When we had another sponsor at the time. Let's start with the Jack Jumpers. They defeated Melbourne United, Jim. One of the great games, because we're not talking footy. Domo's in next. He'll talk his footy.
Yes, of course he will.
I don't know how Melbourne lost this game. It was a good, tough game with 1.2 seconds to go. Jack McVeigh, we thought it was Jared, but it was Jack McVeigh, nailed a three-pointer from downtown.
Still looking for two more. 8.1 seconds.
Whoa.
In front of the leg. Problem. Doyle kept it in. Here's the Jack Jumpers chance. McVeigh, two on the clock.
Oh, no.
Jack McVeigh. Simply incredible. Jack McVeigh with the shot of his life. Tasmania win game three and silence Melbourne.
Right, who threw it away?
Matty Delver, Jim, he did. 93-91, they won yesterday. They lead 2-1, and it's down in Tassie on Thursday night. They could win it there, but I think United will fight back. It'll be 2-2, and then we come back to Melbourne to play that one. Yes. NRL, Melbourne Storm, lost their first game of the season, going
rugby
down
the league
14-12 to Newcastle Knights in Newey yesterday.
Newey.
They were 14-0 down and got beaten
in Newey.
A bellyache, not happy.
Not happy.
No. Sheffield Shield, Jim. Yes. WA have won their third consecutive Sheffield Shield
My
title.
My mob.
Defeated your mob. You're South Australian.
Sheffield Shield winning West Australian cricketer, thank you. So my mob.
Defeated Tassie by 377 runs, if you don't mind. They've won 8 of the last 9 trophies. Sheffield Shield, One Dayers, and BBL. They're a good side.
Unbelievable. And well done. And Adam Voges is a superb coach, so well done to all.
Do you know what he averaged in Test cricket, Adam Voges? 20 Tests.
Mm-hmm.
61.
Yeah, he did.
61.
No, very good.
Took
player
the West Indies to the cleaners, didn't he?
Yep, bloody oath he did.
I don't know if he drove him to the cleaners, but he was a bloody good batsman. Vic Cricket, the local cricket gym. This is unbelievable. First time in 70 years, the Victorian Premier Cricket Grand Final was won in a reverse outright.
Yes, which I didn't even know what that was until you told me.
So
Casey, never heard of it before.
Casey South Melbourne, they make 212. Carlton make 171. So Casey lead by 41 first innings. Casey, second innings, 209. Chandra Singh made 103 not out of that 209, by the way. So Carlton need 251 off 35 overs and get it off 30 overs and 4 balls.
Right.
So that's a reverse outright.
I've never actually heard of a reverse.
Well, they were down.
It's a two innings game.
Yes.
So they just won.
But they were down in the first innings.
But it doesn't mean you're reversing
it. Well, they reversed it. And then they. Anyway, well done, Carlton. Carlton. Formula One. Ferrari's Carlos Sainz.
Sainz, yes.
I say Sainz, you say Sainz. You went to a worse school. Mm. Claimed victory at the Australian Grand Prix. Maxi Verstappen retired after...
got that out, did you? Like everyone knows he was a DNQ or whatever it
is,
DNF. Blew his brakes out, didn't he?
It was on fire.
It was early in the race.
It was.
Which then made it a bloody good race because he would have won by about 2 laps.
And then Lewis Hamilton, he retired too. So it was Oscar Piastri, well done, finished 4th.
Yes, very good. You were going to bake him.
Mm. We were, but we're not
You
now.
Were.
Yeah, we're not.
And?
No, because.
Too good.
Because his team said he was going to go to 3rd and they said, no, let old Alonso, where it is, you go there and you go 4th,
yes,
Oscar.
Right.
Which is a bit tough in your home ground.
Well, especially when you've never had an Australian on the podium.
Come on, team. What's his team called?
McLaren.
Lando.
Yes. And Danny Rick finished 12th. Not bad. Not bad. And the supercars. Our man, Will Brown, won the Larry Perkins Trophy.
Used car salesman.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he finished on the podium of 4 races. He won 1. Brock Feeney won 2. But somehow Will's defeated him. So there you go. Right. Davey Reynolds finished 4th there once. I was watching
him. Well done,
he drove all right,
good.
Davey, yeah.
Right, nice.
But well done to Will Brown and well done to Brock Feeney.
Why did you
Is
just
that the end
that?
Of the rappy?
Oh, that's it.
Right, okay.
Because Damo's there. He's got his beard, got his glasses, check shirt.
Looking casual today.
Oh. He's normally full
got a
book.
Suit on.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Our raps for props. And intuity.
Thanks to Robot Building Supplies, Robots Got It. It's Damien Barrett.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it.
18 winners on the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Hey, sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, Gus.
Bad news.
Robot Building Supplies. Robots Got It.
There have been villains in the square circle, the sweet science, for 100 years. And Ali was the best at creating himself as a villain to make sure that the box
And you
office...
like the sweet science, though,
Dan. I love the sweet science. Yeah. I'm not sure there's been a fighter ever going to the ring who more people want to see beaten than Kane Corns.
Are you going to put that direct question to him?
Oh, yeah.
And Hutchie's let him in.
Hutchie's, the supercar driver, we did talk about that.
He reckoned, sorry.
Because I think Brownie went on... I think Brownie went on his station, so it's a bit quid pro quo.
But the bloke under the most pressure is Nate Brown.
Yes.
Imagine if he gets beaten.
Yeah, well, Jordan DeGoey pays no attention to anything, I think, but he grabbed him in a gym about a month ago and said, hey, you can do the rest of the world a favour here.
Well, and so did Mark Ricciuto.
Yeah.
On,
well.
On a big Zoom call.
Yeah.
He said, I don't really care about any of this. And Nathan. it'll be of great interest now. Essendon, Sydney.
A game I didn't see, but gee, I read a lot about it since.
I think when it's all in context, the niggle in a game and the aggro, and provided one team can sort of live by it. Now, I'm not sure Essendon did, and then Tom Papley post-match, and this is off 3AW, he did comment on Channel 7 during the game. But
so
this
just give people a bit of context. So Essendon went in and said, we're going to play with Essendon Edge.
Essendon Edge.
Yeah. No, on the back coach said that.
On the back of comments made by Brad Scott during the week, it was a phrase that he pretty much produced out of nowhere in the context of the midweek media conference that he did. It came on the back of, or a week after he talked about an 8-year plan or an 8-year process to get the club right. And then within 2 minutes, as we saw, Peter Wright was cannoning into Harry Cunningham and there was a melee that ensued, and then there was a Sam Draper on Lloyd moment in the next quarter. So it all built up, and the Swans withstood it all, and Tom Papley had conversations with Essendon players during the game. He made comments at halftime with Channel 7, and then post-match had this to say on 3AW.
I don't know, you can be tough and do all that stuff, but you've still got to be able to play four quarters and hitness behind the play and things like that. I don't know if it's them or not. Brad's got come out and said the Essendon way, but yeah, anyway, I won't go into it. You can pretend to be tough, but you've still got to be able to win the ball and win the game. Yeah, it's all facade, I think, but anyway.
You can pretend to be tough.
Yeah, and I won't go into it, but I will go into it.
Will do. And that's about the third time he commented on.
Yeah.
Old Paps, he wasn't happy.
No, he
but
made
they
comment.
Were right, Essendon. They were right
Did it work, though, Bill? I mean, you've now got their full forward facing the tribunal, and that was the outcome yesterday, Jim, as you know, with the match review office.
Always going to be hard to beat up there, and they were good for three quarters.
They're okay, Bill. They lost by 5 goals still.
Yeah, I thought they were right. Yeah. But it is hard if you're not... You can't play that way too much anymore.
If it's
we
not
know that.
Natural as well.
And it's not in you.
Yeah. Again, look, we're just quickly, we don't often debate the merits of a match review office adjudication. In the end, I'm comfortable with it being dealt with the way it was. I was initially sympathetic to Ward Wright, but in the end, you can't be under the new regime.
No, leave the ground, hit someone in the head.
Yeah.
That's where they're headed with it.
So,
and Brad's very much like that himself, isn't he? He's a very combative individual.
Yeah.
So teams tend to play. You know, the way their coaches are wired. Hawthorn always did under Al Clarkson.
You've got to have the players. Want Essendon to play that way as well.
But you've got to have the players.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Mm. Yeah. Just a quick couple of updates too. There's a bit floating around news-wise. We know that Max King was also booked by the match review office for a hit on Finn McRae. He will take that to the tribunal.
May as well. I keep saying it, Purple.
Yeah, you just roll the dice and say, I can't see him getting off. In fact, I think he was fortunate to only get the 1 week, Bill, but at least he's going to have a chance.
Can he get two if he goes up?
Look, by way of the scope, potentially, but they won't change it. We know that Liam Henry's out for 6 weeks. We also know that Mason Wood will be out for a similar time, collarbone issue as well as a concussion. The Tasmanian election, we knew that was on Saturday. Basically, no change here, but it is a minority government. There will be requirements for negotiation and how that looks from an AFL perspective. Well, let's see it play out. But the influx of members up to 150,000 now, it's a nice groundswell of emotion. Yep. The politicians will listen to, you think, which then leads to the stadium being built in the AFL's favour. Injury concerns over Stephen May and Jake Lever. Yeah. And as we talk right now, release by the Melbourne Footy Club. I spoke to someone very senior at the club today. Lever was down there and moving around. Now, it doesn't mean he's right to go. May was still away from the club. He had the ribs and the vertebrae issue.
Up to three, they're saying. Is that true?
Well, Joey told me, little Joey, out. They're out this weekend.
It would seem likely. Yeah, it would seem likely.
May's not playing with three broken ribs. Don't care.
I wouldn't have thought so. No, I wouldn't have thought so. Although, I mean, Jeremy McGovern did in the 2018 Grand Final.
Well,
it wasn't three,
but home and away.
And Lever, as we know, with two ACLs that he's previously done, you just always worry. But I've believe there's no concern along those lines at this stage, but let's wait for the club to bring it out. And then just one more signing off on an update. We touched on this on Saturday, Rub Jim, but both Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan will appear at the Human Rights Commission this week. I raise it only in the context of the football. They've got Chris Fagan's at a game on Thursday night. He is 0-2 coaching the Brisbane Lions, and he could be in the Human Rights Commission, which he wants to attend as part of the Hawthorn racism situation, Bill, going through the federal court and the Human Rights Commission, part of the federal court this week through conciliation and mediation. And equally, Alistair Clarkson, we'll be attending that. And Good Friday too, before the game against Carlton.
And we did that game North, and for 50 minutes.
Oh, we're good.
It's either a glimpse of the future, which if you're a glass half full man, you looked at that and went, wow, if that's how we're going to be treated, that's... I'm happy.
Did you choose
that.
To take the half-form look?
Then it just from about the 22-minute mark of the second quarter until the 10-minute mark of the last quarter.
Yep.
It was horrible.
Yeah. When Luke Jackson took over.
Yeah. But then they had a chance to win it. They kicked 1-5 in the last 18 minutes of that game. So they gave themselves a look. Freo, I really like the way Justin Longmuir gets a lot of criticism over there. I'm not really sure why, but he does. I thought he readjusted at halftime superbly.
He did.
And they came out and got the game back on their terms. And their class prevailed. Jackson was superb.
He was.
But anyway, interesting. Both sets of fans, I reckon, would have driven home going, right, oh, well, there's something there for me.
Yeah. And a player by the surname that you carry, Jim, was pretty good in the second half too, wasn't
he? Very good. I don't know why the hell he was on the wing. I have no idea. But then when he went back inside, he was superb. Speaking of going inside, Isaac Heaney sitting with 9 Brownlow votes.
You're big on him having 9, aren't you?
He is flying.
I still thought Papley was best on ground in that game. Again, it's all your own judgment, isn't it, Bill? It's
I reckon
perception.
He's got 7.
All right.
Yeah.
7.
But you're big on him having 9.
His numbers are ridiculous.
Yeah, the coaches thought he was the best on ground. I'm not sure how many coaches actually seriously put those votes.
Isaac Heaney 9, Paps 7, Errol 6, Zach Merritt was good too with 6.
Yeah. I just saw Papley's 4 goals and the setting up of a few more the way he played.
Here's what I'm saying to you, Purple.
Yeah.
Midfielders win the Brownlow, simple as that. And he is a good-looking blonde kid. So every umpire sees him all day long. And if he keeps having 30 and 12 or 13 of them contested and 500 metres gained, he will win that award.
It's got a lot of blokes taking votes off him because they're going that well.
They are going well, aren't they? Yeah, I mean, Warner was good again too.
Review. We want to talk about review.
Well, right,
I think. I'm being serious about this.
No, it's fair enough, Bill. I think it's a good issue to raise.
Throw us to the break.
We're going to have a break.
More Dan here, Barrett, next.
You're not on SEN now.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
Corn. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Had enough?
Yeah, we've certainly had enough.
More than enough.
Okay.
Billy Brownless is not tough.
Is it the bunny chop?
Please don't.
Here it is. Bunny chop. Oh, bunny chop.
But the Ford Ranger is built Ford tough. Australian designed and engineered. Discover why the Ford Ranger was Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023 at your local Ford Ranger dealer.
One member of the Sunday Footy Show, Damien Barrett, has stuck around. Another member of the Sunday Footy Show joining us after 5, Kane Corns.
Yes, looking forward to that. Remember Fat during our phantom call of that game said, he's down, Buccaneer.
Yeah.
he wasn't at all.
He was.
He wasn't at all.
And you knew it was coming, Jim, for that phantom call, and you gave it the treatment.
It's on its way. We needed to highlight it. Now, what are you reviewing, Fat?
Now, too many reviews, Damo, from umpires. Out of bounds, point goal. Too many. Make a bloody decision.
It's become a problem, hasn't it?
And it takes time every time.
I get the requirement to attempt to get the decision right. And this is all on the back of Adelaide Crows last year not being given that goal against the Swans, which ultimately cost them a spot. I get the background. I get the reasoning. But the reviews that are currently happening, Bill, they are counterproductive to the other agenda of the AFL, and that is to allow the ball to keep moving and to kick it and clear it from the square the moment it crosses the line.
Bring in the umpires. Oh, they're all there.
And then,
did you see it? No, I didn't see it. Well, piss off. You didn't see it. Out. Jeez.
And there's other issues too, just on that point. Again, we don't normally go down the umpire's path, but they do need to wade through a few issues. The goal to Jack Higgins, the mark, and then a subsequent goal to Essendon via Kyle Langford. Again,
the out of bounds the boundary. On the full and late in the North game.
Yeah, well, that one as well.
You got all that up.
Yeah. And if Langford was somehow marking that ball inside the line, he played on outside the line. So, again, there's an issue there that needs to be rectified, Bill. So I think it's valid that you raise it.
All right,
and I hope they're on notice.
Come on.
Yeah, let's go with the positives too. Look, the Western Bulldogs, I don't know what they beat yesterday at Ballarat against Gold Coast. I know they had 2 wins prior to that game, the Gold Coast Suns. They didn't have Jared Witts, and it threw them around. Ned Maul had to ruck. But I love the Bulldogs' response, particularly Cody Waitman's first quarter, where he kicked 4 of his 6 goals. And from that moment on, Bill, the scene was set, and they were back.
Was there a win there?
There was probably 1-2 goal breeze going to their end in the first quarter.
So they kicked 9 goals.
Yeah, but they were electric. Yeah. They were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they held on.
And Labonte, of course, does what Labonte does.
And Liberatore did really, really well on Matt Rowell, who'd been in good form. You touched briefly, I think, Jim, on St Kilda, but Wanganeen Miller is Nasai Wanganeen Miller. He's just something special, isn't he? I cannot get enough of him playing. Love what Windhager did too, Bill, with the Crouch omission, allowed him to come in. Tom Stewart, there's no need to say anything more about him. We covered him very extensively over the weekend, but it was as good a game as he's played amongst the 150 that he's played.
And
isn't
he's played a lot of good ones in that 150 and could have taken Mark of the Year already.
Yep.
And he dropped it.
Couldn't believe it.
love what Christian Petrarca did for Melbourne against Hawthorn. I know he's played, again, a lot of good footy. He's won a Norm Smith medal, so there's a lot of games he can compare it with. But in the context of where they're at and the fact that he carried this team in the second half without Lever, without May, and maintained the only allowing five goals to the Hawthorn Footy Club in that context, he Max Gawn, others at that club are just leading them out of what was a problematic start. Fritsch had his kicking boots on. Yeah, didn't have them on the previous week. No. And again, Tom McDonald is playing a role even at this late stage of his good career.
Turned that game on.
Yeah.
And just had it in the background and looked at it at one stage. And I thought, geez, they've got off to a flying start here, Melbourne. 8-2.
Mm.
Halfway through the third quarter.
Oh, man.
How do you kick 2 goals in a game of footy to halfway through the third quarter?
Yeah, and then to have a situation where there was no May, no Lever for basically the entire second half, and only finished with five full stop. Yeah, I'm not as convinced about Hawthorn where they're at, and Hawthorn supporters will say, well, yeah, that's what I've been saying for a while, but I need to see more, Jim, and what they're producing.
Will Day's hurting him.
Will Day's hurting him. He's a high quality player. And I know James Blank's out as well, but they're making out as though James Blank's Chris Langford.
Yeah,
at the moment,
I'm not sure about that, but certainly Will Day is I think their
but
best
John
player.
Newcomb's not playing the John Newcomb standards of 2023 and 2022. And I know he's still a young player in the context of it. But, yeah, and look, we'll start there with the negatives. I think they're in that problem zone, as is North Melbourne. I know you're sometimes looking at it glass half full. I still think that was a game they could and should have won, given they were giving themselves a chance to be more than 7 goals up. I know he's a second-game player, but Dursme hit the post from close range. Larky missed the goal from longer range. But these were goals that would have put North
Melbourne. They shots in a row that all were gettable.
Would have put them into that 7-goal zone, and they didn't. So
they've got work to do defensively too. There's no doubt about that.
Well, they don't have any defenders, do they?
No.
That's the problem.
No.
I think.
But in transition, too often the ball just found an uncontested mark with 30 metres of grass around him, and that shouldn't happen.
Yep. West Coast equally in that zone as well. I don't know where their win's coming from this year, Bill. I know they got
three
last year,
one.
But I don't know where they're going to get it this year. And Richmond is yet to win under Adam Uzé. And
Uzé
we're close in his second game against Carlton, but they were all at sea yesterday against Port Adelaide. And it is hard now seeing them winning a game, Jim. I really do think.
Well, they'll win one. They've got to for Adam.
Everyone does.
Poor bloke.
He needs
a win.
Damien Hardwick, 9 goes. Yep.
All right.
Now, where are we at with the Pies?
Well, it's a big question.
We've now had a good 4 days to think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, this Thursday night game is enormous.
Yeah, look, I looked into it just from the media sense, Jim, going into the St Kilda game, and I put it just down to, and everyone's got views on it, I just put lots and lots of little things becoming a bigger thing, and I reckon that's still the case, but they need to start rectifying some of those little things. What I do like is they're going to get a chance, aren't they, on Thursday night against Brisbane, who's got as many problems as them, at least in the first two games they've played this year. So if they need a game to spark them, well, it's the one. But they're going to need to because 0-3 is okay, but 0-4 is disastrous.
That's a gabber.
Yeah, it won't be easy. Adelaide got concerns about them too.
Yeah, they've been disappointing, haven't they?
Yeah, they have been.
They should
Gold
have
Coast
won at
in
home.
In their first game, round one, and did nothing for 3 quarters, nearly stole it, but it really didn't look at all likely against
Cats,
Geelong at home when they were considered favourites. And
three big
outs.
Yeah.
Big
outs.
We touched on Essendon before. I can't get a read on them. I thought Merritt's game was outstanding in the context of the loss, but... Yeah, I just don't see improvement. I know it's only a 2-game sample, but what they did the previous week was good, but it wasn't great on the weekend in my eyes. So, and can they carry on the edge? And equally, I've got concerns about Gold Coast. Start of the season with a 2-0 start and then never looked likely against the Bulldogs when they were taken away from their home game there on the home stadium on the Gold Coast and had to go to a very different stadium at Ballarat, but they just weren't in the hunt.
No, and Sam Taylor, the man Bill discovered after he'd been an All-Australian.
I don't like pumping you up, but I reckon you discovered him first.
Oh. Bill comes on this show and says, no, he can play that Sam Taylor. I said, Bill, he was an All-Australian last year.
No, but I reckon in your defence, Jim, I reckon he played about game 15 and out of nowhere you said, this kid is the next. And
Guildford Grammar Boy, Alex Rance's school.
Is it?
Swan
game
Districts,
5.
And Fat gives it the... Yeah, I think we need to get our heads around Sam Taylor being a good defender. I'm like, Bill, he was All-Australian last year.
And could and should have been maybe before that as well.
100%.
Tom Stewart's all right too.
Yeah,
I like him.
You've seen Petrarca at Melbourne. He goes well.
And the Bont.
Yeah, they reckon Duck was all right. Well, he used to wear 18 for North.
Tom Hawkins, 350th game this week. It's a lot for the big boy. the farmer.
He's getting bigger too, isn't he?
Damo, I wouldn't say that. I think he's stripped down beautifully.
What he's done. He's the old school footballer, Bill. I just love how he's managed to be around since 2007 and still going strongly.
You know, played on the weekend for Brisbane up there, Tom Duday.
Yes.
Yeah. And we spoke to him, Jim. Yes. He said about round 10, and it's only round 2 or 3, and he's playing in a practice game.
Every chance he might be selected too.
Well, I hope he is.
Yeah. I think they need him.
And mum rang us from Lara.
Did she?
Yeah. Lovely.
Thank you. Yeah. Jack's just finished his demo segment on a nice flat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I'd love a curried sausage right now. Or a beef schnitzel. Now, Jimmy boy, it's Monday, actually.
Monday. He's gone with Friday.
Monday, March 25, Jim. And we've got a beauty today, a good phone.
You? So you've given a weekend's worth of thought.
Exactly
to
right.
This phone topic here, topics brandless.
I was at the basketball last night and thinking.
What am I going to go with tomorrow? A real insightful one.
133353. What have you seen on
your...
No! Our neighbour used to mow his cement driveway.
No.
I see this old lady with an old staffy in one of those front-loader carry things for kids.
A ride-on lawnmower on a pallet suspended in a tree.
There you go. What have you seen unusual? It's a beauty. A couple of things, Jim.
The most standard we could go with.
Yes.
Like, it's been around for 10 years.
They'll ring.
It gives no thought.
Maybe.
Who's Joey's in?
Oh, Joey. BT put up a photo yesterday, Jim.
Yes.
A great weekend at the Melbourne Flower Show.
No, he didn't.
Brian did.
No, come on, Brian.
How much did he get? How much did he get for that? Come on, Brian. Cole's from Strathdickie.
Melbourne and Flower Show.
Come on, Bristol. And a man rode past me on a bike yesterday, Jim. I was going for my walk with my weights in my hand.
Of course you
and he had a backpack on.
Yes.
And he had a dog in the backpack who had its little paws on either side of his shoulders. And he had goggles on, the dog.
The dog had
and
goggles.
And he was looking to the side. No. He loved it. No. It was the best looking dog I've ever seen. With his little goggles. It was beautiful.
Well, I told you, I was driving along Beach Road.
Yes.
I reckon I was doing 62. In a 60 along there,
60.
And got overtaken by a bloke on a scooter.
How fast was he?
Well, he must have been doing 70. He overtook me.
On a scooter?
On a scooter, helmet on or anything.
Oh, no.
I'm like, bloody hell, mate.
60? You were doing 60, he was doing 70.
He was doing 70. 133353. What are we giving away, please, Rabs?
$200 Neverland store voucher, of course, the home of Australian streetwear. Starts here, the go-to destination for trends, products, and culture for the youth of tomorrow. Nice. Neverlandstore.com.au and some Triple M price backs.
All right. Yes. Ring now, 133353 with...
What have you seen? Unusual.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's a lot of work went into that.
Yeah, not by you.
Oh, no.
What have you seen unusual?
I'll tell you what we saw unusual. What? Well, maybe not you and I saw.
What did we see?
Nathan Lyon and Alex Carey saw unusual.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbits dagging off him.
And getting a photo.
Just trying to enjoy themselves at the F1.
And?
Rabbits.
You know that that's
drawing,
not true.
Giving him a drawing.
Oh, I saw a photo of you and the goat.
Alex Carey took a photo to send to JB.
Embarrassing is what it was for all of us.
Oh, like the other day, you're trying to get it from Ari Gold.
Well, he did get a photo with us, yeah, and then he DM'd Zoe and I.
Yeah.
Justin joins us from Diamond Creek. Hello, Big J.
More so Zoe, I think. Hey, Just.
Hey, Fat Flog Rabs, how are you?
Fat Flog Rabs.
What have you summed him up in one.
Seen unusual, Just.
I was on my way to work, the Savo, and I'm going down the ring road doing a dollar, and then all of a sudden, going past me at the $1.20, it's the Easter Bunny on a motorbike.
Oh.
No.
$1.20.
Had a rabbit's head over his helmet, and he was flying.
A rabbit's head over his helmet.
Yes. Well, we don't condone people speeding. Stay there, Justin. Ray's in Altona Meadows. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Raymond.
Watching YouTube the other night and seeing Jeremy Cameron pull his brand new lawnmower out of his dam.
Oh, no.
What happened?
He slipped off the side of the dam, apparently, and... put her in and had to get the tractor in to pull her out.
The ride-on.
Oh, no.
The brand new ride-on.
Big John Deere.
Yep.
Righto. Stay there.
We should have asked him that. When did we have him on? The rub.
We did. Yeah. Joey in South Frankston. Hello, Joe.
Hey, three greatest men of all time. How are we?
Spot on.
You're already in line for a prize.
You've won something.
Yeah. Unlike Justin, who gets nothing. Keep going, Joe. What have you seen unusual?
I was on the Frankston line the other day going towards the footy and sort of towards the back of the train. There was a, we could say, a unique gentleman with his gas stove, portable gas stove out, cooking two packets of 2-minute noodles.
On the train?
On the train. And the funny thing was, the next stop over, one of the staff that check your tickets walked on, and they would have had to walk straight past them to get to me. But, you know, out of all that, they tried checking my MyQ card and didn't bother the man cooking his meal.
That's amazing. That's happened before. I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
Now, we had a call, I reckon, 2 weeks ago on the Frankston line, cooking...
I think he was cooking noodles as well.
Oh, there he goes. He just said he's a recidivist.
Brennan in Caulfield.
Brennan.
Jim JB, how are you guys?
Hello.
I'm well. Brennan, what have you seen unusual?
Hey, I was on my way east here to go and watch the Pies train yesterday, crossing from Richmond Station to Punt Road, and coming the other way was a bloke on his e-scooter on his shoulder. He had his it looked like his pet cat.
Pet cat?
I mean, with a cat on his e-scooter.
Yep.
Wow.
On his shoulder, yeah.
Well, we've told you before, down Elwood, you would have seen him, Rabs. It's that bloke who does, he's got the big long skateboard and he's got his dog over his shoulder. Big bearded unit. He buzzes up and down all the time with his pooch. Just
I've seen Birdman like in St. Kilda East who walks his bird.
Yes. McKinnon. Hello, Tone.
Tone.
G'day, gents. How are we all?
Good, Tone. What have you seen? Unusual.
It was on a flight back from Brisbane to Melbourne. A guy sat beside me and he threw his empty coffee cup and a bottle of water into the pocket in front of me. And I said, oh, that's something different there. Then about an hour into the flight, he pulls out this little round tin.
Yeah.
Proceeds to pull out a wad of tobacco, starts chewing it, then has a little sip of his water, then spits it into his cup, and he did that for the last hour of the flight.
No.
Spitting into the
That's
cup.
That's no good, Tone.
Yep, 100%.
Well, my oldest son, Jonathan, and my sister-in-law, Deb, shared a flight to Perth for our wedding in November, because Mark was going, and then he had work, so Jono jumped into his seat. They were on the plane.
Yeah.
The next seat next to Jono, a bloke's rolled a great big, huge stogie, huge, great big joint.
No.
And lit it in the air.
He did not.
100%.
Jono pick it up, did he?
There's weed smoke going all through
there. No, surely.
Oh, I think the staff all had to come flying and jump all over him and grab it. Unbelievable. All right, where
you
are we
can't
going?
Do that.
Oh, we've got one more.
We've got one more.
Darren Dazzler. In Bayswater.
Oh, Dazzler.
Dazzler.
Hey, boys. Jimmy, Fat, Rabby, how are you?
Yeah, good.
That's beautiful, Daz.
What have you seen, Dazzler?
Well, 10 minutes ago, I was just merging off Eastlink onto the bloody Monash and at the lights there, and this bird's doing a Rubik's Cube right next to me.
What does that mean?
No, with a Rubik's Cube.
She wasn't doing a Rubik's Cube. Playing with a Rubik's Cube.
It's not rhyming slang, Fat.
No, I don't know. Well, it could have been. He said she was doing a Rubik's Cube. Rubik's Cube aren't around anymore.
Yes, they are.
No, there's still. I saw one. It was right there.
No, right there, didn't. Fat. Dazzling.
Yeah, what I thought, Fat. I thought that was unusual.
That's unusual. Righto. I like it. Where are we going?
Oh, there's some interesting ones there, Jimmy. The dam, the 2-minute noodles, spitting in the cup, the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, that's what it all
was. Darren wins something. That is unusual.
Yeah. Rubik's Cube.
The Ripper. Yeah.
Hey, Daz, you've got yourself a $200 Neverland store voucher, mate.
Champions. Thanks, lads.
Well done. And I like the old Tone.
What a Tone.
Bloke's chewing backy and spitting it into a cup all the way from bloody Brisbane on the flight.
A Triple M prize pack headed his way, packed by Onion himself.
Oh, all right.
So that means anything's Thanks, good, Jim. He's taking it out. Yes. I see there was a kangaroo in a telephone box with a beer.
I don't know.
No.
Not that went to air, anyway.
Did you just make that up? I'm sorry.
Not that went to air.
That would have been unusual.
Dylan Buckley joins us tomorrow. I was doing his podcast and telling him how big an idiot you are.
How big?
For that exact thing.
How big
Talking
am
about
I?
Stuff that no one who's listening
I
understands.
I saw it with my two little beady eyes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I have been on plenty of private jets. I like this hour.
Yep.
Cane Corns. Oh,
what else?
Oh, my goodness. He's got a blue coming up inside the square circle with Nate Brown. And it's going to be must-watch television.
It's a big night. Big night. There's some good fights that night.
The whole of the AFL are of the opinion that he's got to go down.
I know. Poor old Kane.
Was Naif aware of this?
Yes, he's aware of it. He's under pressure. He is under pressure.
A lot of pressure.
He is.
He is as ripped as I've seen him for a long time, Naif. He's put a lot of work in.
So has the skeleton.
But he always is. Mm. He runs marathons.
I don't know if he's Chad's brother, by the way.
Yeah, I think they're
related.
You can ask him if you want to.
I will.
So that's coming up. We're going to have a chat about what we both got up to yesterday, which was a lot of fun.
Mm.
And then a really bad joke that you're going to blame on someone else at the end.
Spot on.
But the other thing I love about this hour is 5 at 5 whenever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something.
Gone.
No.
Yep, gone.
No.
Nutties.
The people love it.
I went to the bosses. I said, we can't have that crap on the air, and it is gone.
So what? Because Guernsey Cash is on?
Yep.
Shit.
No. Ten grand on the line, and Luke joins us from Bundalong.
Oh, yes, nice there. That's where they go water skiing, isn't it, Lukey?
Sure is, mate. You come up here and do your dribble. Gosh, you do the chat with all the boys at the pub once a year for a cashie too.
No, I don't get paid. It's all for the fun of it, Lukey boy. But how is the tavern and big Bready boy in at the tavern there?
Freddie Butler's a good man. No, good he runs man. A good shift. Can't go wrong up here.
What's his son's name? He's about 8 foot and big and strong.
Oh, too scared to ask.
Yeah, I know. So what do you do up there in Bundalong?
I work for the local water board.
Oh, so you don't do a lot?
Nah, not a lot. Enjoy the sunshine, the river.
Who do you support in the footy, please, Lucas?
The Bombers.
Are you happy?
I was after round one.
Right.
Hmm.
So, but hopefully the tribunal looks after us.
Decent
tomorrow night.
Side, though, Sydney, and you're up there, so there's worse results.
Yeah, but
they're all right, Sydney. So they're going to be very good.
No, they are. They are indeed. So if you win 10 grand, by the way, which we're giving away and anyone can ring and get on, what would you do with it, Luke?
I'll probably go to the tavern, I think. Have a night out.
Steak Sanger.
Yeah, no, I don't know. There's a few options. Let's just hopefully we can get there.
You buy a new boat. That's what you do.
Mm. Bloody hell. Don't know if the wife would say that, but yeah, let's just
see if you can win it first. How do you go with your numbers?
Yeah, not too bad.
All right,
Lukey. Okay, well, here are the rules from Rabbits Bathall.
30 seconds on the clock. JB will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us what number they wore for that team. If they wore multiple numbers, we'll accept either answer. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time. And if you get all 10 right, you will win $10,000. And your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and their club.
All right, Lucas, you ready to roll?
Sure am, mate.
All right, here we go. Robert Murphy, Western Bulldogs.
2.
Matthew Richardson, Richmond.
12.
Kyle Langford, Essendon.
4.
Brennan Cox, Fremantle.
36.
Jared Harbrow, Gold Coast.
5.
Tom Scully, Hawthorn.
Pass.
Matthew Broadbent, Port Adelaide.
5.
James Podziadli, Geelong.
31.
Toby Bedford, GWS.
12.
Charlie Spargo, Melbourne.
9.
My goodness.
Passed on one and then got Bedford wrong. Bedford wears 14, you said 12, but all the others correct. Amundo.
Except for the pass, which was
Except
Tom Scully.
Except for the pass, Tom Scully, 21.
Oh, my goodness, Lucas. Gee, you're nearly close. There, mate.
You're close. Oh,
Bedford was 12 at Melbourne. There's your problem.
Yeah, you said Giants, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So 14 at the Giants, and you passed on one anyway. So 8 out of 10. Not bad. Not bad, Brady boy. Even Lukey boy. Luke.
Ever been called Brett in your life, Luke?
Have now. Yeah.
What is he taking away, please? Nah,
we'll package him up together. Beautiful Triple M prize pack and send it up to Bundalong.
All right. Enjoy Bundalong, Luke.
Good.
Thanks very much, boys. Have a good one.
Good on you. See ya, Luke.
And no 5 at 5.
No, there's got to be next. No, surely it is next. No, where's the running sheet?
No room for it?
Yeah, yeah. Look, 5 at 5 is something.
We've got to clean the crap out.
No, it says it here.
No, it's not happening.
Raps?
No, apparently it's not happening. We've got Kane Corns coming up, and JB wants to talk about him going to the races yesterday.
You going to the basketball.
Stuff JB and stuff Kane Corns.
No one likes that segment.
All right. Ring in now to complain. 133353 and talk to Zoe.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
After the break, we're not having a break.
Yes, we are.
Not enough O's in smooth. Now, Fat.
Yeah.
I went to the Grand Prix yesterday. I've in fact had two things that have happened to me in the last week where the same experience was don't really want to go.
Yes.
And had a ball. Firstly, was the Vogue Mercedes dinner on Thursday night.
You didn't want to go, but Lisa did.
Wanted to go. Mm-hmm. I said I could honestly do with just staying at home.
Yes.
Got there, and it was magnificent. And as I said, Lewis Hamilton was superb. George Russell.
Yes.
You see him spin off in the last lap. Bloody hell, nearly dinged himself badly too.
Got out all right.
Came out of it okay. So anyway, that was absolutely brilliant. And then Laney, our great man here, Chris Lane, got me some tickets to go on the Marriott Bonvoy platform yesterday.
Race day.
You were also invited, but you went to the basketball, which I'll get to in just a second.
Yeah, sure.
And Fat, same again. Mm. I'm thinking, what was good about it? It was unbelievable. Well, firstly, you get access to the literally standing and looking at the start of the race. You're looking straight over the grid.
Yep.
So it was nuts.
And then you go indoors?
You go indoors or outdoors. There's like there was a beautiful deck out the back. It was a magnificent day.
Yep.
I'm sitting there with Finchie and Ames.
Amy, our girl used to work here.
Worked with us for years. You know what she said to me?
What?
I love Ames. I haven't seen her socially for a while. She said to me, you know what I remember most about working with you and Bill?
This will be good.
I said, this will be good. What was that, Ames? She said, you saying no to everything.
Which is true. And Bill saying yes.
I said, Ames, don't take that personally. I think that's across the board. We all loved having you around the show.
Oh, so. Yes.
But who's who?
Who?
Like Beck Judd and the great Chris Judd.
Wow. That's not unlike you, Jim, to go around and get photos.
I didn't mean to. I just was sitting in the... But it literally was it was A-list.
They come
Nadia
to you.
Nadia Bartel.
They come to you.
Nards.
Nads.
I didn't say Nads since she came in this show.
Nice girl,
Nads. No, we had a great time. Yeah, so yeah. Marky
Wahlberg?
No, not Marky Wahlberg. He wasn't there.
Marky Mark. Mark...
O'Reilly.
Winhagen.
No, Marky O'Reilly.
Oh, Mark O'Reilly.
Oh, he was in there too.
Did you understand him?
Right in the trough.
Did you understand
him? Of course, Platform 28 and Brady O'Reilly's very good man. So anyway,
good
Eddie
man.
Was there with Carla. There was the people. Gil got to knock back.
How?
Got knocked sucked back. In. Yep, he tried to get in, didn't have the right wristband. They wouldn't let him in.
Fair dinkum.
Sucked in. exactly right.
Poor old Gil.
So I need to thank the GP because on your behalf too, because as I say, you were invited. Darian Misko, the man's name is, he got us the tickets. And it was absolutely superb.
Yes.
And as you touched on at the top of the show, well done our man, Oscar Piastri.
Oh,
how
mate.
Good.
We're going to bake him, but we can't. We've spoken about
that. Well, he was forced to allow his bloody mate, Lando Norris, to go past him, but... We had the interview last week, Rabbits, and thanks to...
Yes, Oscar was in town ahead of the Australian Grand Prix this weekend, and fellow Melbourne-born global payments company Airwallex threw a homecoming party in his honour, and Bill was there to celebrate in his shorts, cargo shorts and T-shirt.
When everyone else was wearing dinner suits.
To celebrate his Melbourne roots and launch their brand new official multi-year partnership with McLaren team. So thank you to Airwallex for that.
I'll tell you who else I ran into before we get on to the basketball. No, this is actually important.
Yes.
The two men...
Robbo.
Who have built titanium caravans from scratch, from zero.
Ty and
Titanium. They're both there, and they were lovely young men.
What's
their names,
Jim? Of
course, a big part of our call team on the weekend, the Titanium Caravans.
What's their name?
No idea. Great, great fellas, and a great story, Fat.
Well,
literally from nothing.
So you spoke to people at this thing.
Oh, Fat. A man of the people.
What's wrong with you?
Anyway, very nice day. Now, you went to the basketball and we lost.
It was unbelievable. They should. I don't know. I still can't work out, and I was with my man, Rabsy, here.
Yes. How did you have Reeboks on?
No.
I did, but we weren't in the Reebok sets.
Okay, right. But we're on front row, and the umpires, they get busy before the game, warming up and all stretches and everything. But Melbourne United led virtually the whole game.
Whole game.
Big crowd, chockers there, plenty of... I tell you what, the noise and the energy was unbelievable in the
win
house.
You win the whole thing.
Well, they win that and they're 2-1 going down to Tassie, which is bloody hard to win. Could have been 2-2, and then they come back for the... But...
Decider.
With
Matty Delavan...
Him! 7 seconds to go.
Let's have a listen.
He did this.
Still looking for two more. 8.1 seconds.
Whoa.
In front of the leg. Problem. Doyle kept it in. Here's the Jack Jumpers chance. McVeigh, two on the clock.
Oh, no!
Jack McVeigh! Simply incredible! Jack McVeigh with the shot of his life! Tasmania win game 3 and silence Melbourne!
Well, Jackie Everett.
Who got us the tickets too, by the way. So thank you to
Jack. Beautiful bit of calling.
Pink jacket on. He was on fire.
Of course he was.
But Jackie McVeigh, That was from downtown. That was DFO. That was miles away. That was way.
He's a little fat.
That was. That
throwing
was,
his stuff out.
No, yeah. It was one of the great shots, but it was a tough game. There was a bit going on off the ball.
Gold, our man?
Quite-ish early, and then had a...
There's a surprise.
No, yeah. Had a good third quarter, right, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a good third quarter.
But thought he was quiet last time, and he was best on court.
I tell you, he was best on court. Della Vadova was okay.
Him.
But Lukey Travers, who we've had in here, right. He was outstanding. Down back and up forward, Jimmy boy. But they got a couple of good ones.
What's Milton.
Hilton.
Milton.
Milton.
Yep.
Bad name, Milton.
But Rob Lowe?
No.
He didn't know. Didn't see you. I don't know what happened.
Are there any more Rob? No. Well, that was the only one fat new.
And Dengy. Dengy come on for them at three-quarter time. Never heard of Dengy. Right. 15 points in the last quarter. Got him over. And he was outstanding.
He was.
Big fella. So now it's 2-1 the Jack Jumpers. Yes. And we've got to go to Tassie Thursday night.
Well, I'll tell you now as we finish this chat about the amazing stuff we did on the weekend.
Yeah, great stuff.
I'll tell you what I've had enough of.
What?
Rabbits. And the Grand Prix had 400,000 people there, so literally people everywhere.
Yeah.
Every third second. Jim, where's Fat? Where's Fat? I'm like, Fat. I don't need to think about him. It's a Sunday. I'm here at the Grand Prix. Jim, where's Fat? Blokes are leaning over the fence from other bloody enclosures. Yes, and they're walking. I'm walking along.
Poor old Fat.
Where's Fat? I'm like...
I tell you what happened, Jim. This big bloke come up to me at the end raps, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he goes, "G'day, Bill, how you going?" I go, "G'day, Cocko." He goes, "Cocko?" And he expected me to know him. I hadn't seen him for, I reckon, 30 years. John Dorge.
No way.
John Dorge. He wasn't happy, was he?
No, he goes,
I didn't.
Cocko?
Yeah.
He wasn't happy at all.
I hadn't seen him for 30 years, Big Dorge.
I thought you were about to say Darren Flanagan.
No. Dasher. Big Dale. Well, I've seen him. Big John Dorge. Oh, we ran into him. David Taggart.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. He hasn't missed a meal.
No.
No.
He's anyway. Not. He was not happy with you.
I know. And then they were all coming, weren't they? We didn't know who they were. Some of them coming at us anyway.
Yeah. You know what I did say the other day as we wind up? I'm walking over the walkway to do this opener to Friday Night Football. I get it everywhere I go.
Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Oval.
Yes, that's right.
Gives it the Jim. This is from where's Fat? I pointed to Hodgie. He was just there. And to be fair to Hodgie, he's actually lost about 15 kegs. So he's not fat anymore. But anyway, I thought it was funny.
I've lost 15.
He won 4 premierships.
I've lost 15 kilos of fat, Smith. Jim.
Yeah, of course you have.
And now I can't get one.
Oh. So we just cut that last
cut one out.
We edited that last bit.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I'm number one nuff.
So you are.
Right now, we are joined by 4-time Port Adelaide Best and Fairest winner, 2-time All-Australian and Port Adelaide Hall of Famer, Kane Corns.
Our next guest will be donning the gloves next week when he takes on Nathan Brown in The Gathering. And his opponent is talking himself up.
You and Kane, have you got him covered?
I believe so.
Please welcome, in the blue corner, Kane Corns.
Wowee, April 3, Titanium Arena. Are you ready?
What am I doing? Lovely to be here. And
Corn!
Nice digs you've got here. Good production value with the intro. That's I like it. We've got to level up our game.
Don't
over,
you have that?
No.
Don't you have production over there
do,
where you
we
are?
We do, Bill. But JB, to answer your question, am I ready? I've been training hard, but... I mean, it's a little bit like Bill trying to get a university degree in 8 weeks. Like that's what it's like. It is really difficult sport to master. I feel a little bit overwhelmed by it and a little bit nervous because
come on, Nath. Everyone
wants me to get my head punched in, Bill.
They do. How do you feel about that? Everyone. There's not one person. I think I think your old man said no. Nath.
Oh, I saw the giant on the weekend. He's looking good. Totally great man. Big stud.
I spoke to him about it the other day, and he said, "You know, you're gonna have to put on a bit of a show. Like you're gonna actually have to have a crack because the fans want to see that." And I was like, "Yeah, I understand, but I literally don't know what I'm doing. So how do I feel about it? It's a bit overwhelming, to be completely honest.
And what about Chad? What did he say? And is
Chadwick.
Is he your brother?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, he is.
He's got muscles. He's big. He's got charisma.
He's looking angry on the interchange bench yesterday.
He fires up.
He was the one that said to me when I agreed to do this, he said, "Well, go and get yourself some training.
Yes.
You're hopeless and you don't know what you're doing." So I did, and I've been training hard, but does it make a difference? I'm not sure. We'll find
who
out.
With? Someone who knows the square circle?
Yeah, someone who knows it pretty well. His name's Ollie Savage, Adelaide Fight Club, and had been huge for me, former professional fighter. And the one that I've been training with is McLeod. Have Have you seen Andrew McLeod no. and the way that he? You should. I'll show you a picture in the break. But he's unbelievable, muscle on muscle. Mm. There's veins popping out of him, and he's got a mean right hook. So, a bit of sparring with him, and he's been sorting me out.
But you'll be just running around. If you run around because you're a marathon runner, how many rounds?
It's 4 2-minute rounds.
And you just, that's 8 minutes. You can do that.
Well, that's what I said. They said 4 2-minute rounds. Like, it's 8 minutes. Like, I'm going to hate every minute of it, but it's only 8 minutes and it's done. It's over. And we can move on.
Oh, now, I've done a lot of boxing training with Nafe Brown.
Yeah.
We have used the same bloke, Lukey Sulos. I'm a wrist bugger now, so I haven't done it for a while. But I know from doing a lot of it with him, Kane, that he's actually pretty bloody good. But that's pads.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's going to go when he's actually got to get out of the way of punches. But from a pad work point of view, he knows what he's doing.
I'll have to get some analysis from you, JP.
Well, don't ask me. No one knows less about the fight game, how to execute the fight game than me. But he's, and my understanding is he's been tearing the gym up. He's like, he's back to playing weight sort of stuff.
If he gets beaten, it'll be the biggest boil over ever, and no one will talk to Nate.
But you're on the same show, so how are you going with that bit?
Well, I don't know. I think you're both competitive, aren't you? Like, and once you can take and have a laugh out of it now and, you know, take the mickey out of each other, but once it gets in there and once one of us cops one in your head, I think you're going to be, pretty agitated by that. So I've got no idea how he's going to react, how I'm going to react, how the crowd's going to react. That's why it's kind of interesting the whole night. And there's some other big fights as well.
What's your song? What are you coming out to?
I don't know yet. They asked me that during the week and I haven't got back to them. Right. So I have to, if anyone's got a suggestion out there, send it through. But
what's a real something corn? Anyway, we'll think of it.
Well, there's a band called Corn.
Is there? Yeah. Daisy and Swanee.
Yeah.
Who are mates.
We don't know what's going to happen there.
Don't know.
Well, Swanee's mad.
You'd think Swanee.
Yep.
You'd think that.
He's mad.
Daisy's a bit lighter. Mitch Robinson, Kane Pettifer. This would be a good one.
That's the serious one. Mm-hmm. So we're wearing 20-ounce gloves, and we had a safety briefing the other day at a press conference that we did, and so they explained safety's a priority, and 20-ounce gloves are pretty puffy, and they're like pillows and all this. They're still going to hurt. And then Mitch Robinson goes, I don't want to wear 20-ounce gloves. Oh, can we wear the 10s?
Ooh.
Like, he's mad. And Kane Pettifer's had three professional fights, and he knows what he's doing. So I think that's the fight of the night, and that's
and
the
heavyweights.
Yeah.
Anthony Rocker and Corey McKernan.
Big Causer. Well, we all get a bit worried, don't we? Because we saw Cam Mooney, we all sort of watched and went, well, this is a bit of fun, and then realised pretty quickly for him it wasn't fun.
Big Belcho just
nailed him. Exactly. So you do need to know a bit about what you're doing.
Well, and that's I thought the backlash may have been a bit stronger in that space with concussion and everything that's going on. They assure us that safety is there and that the refs are there and all that. We've had full-on medicals and brain scans and blood tests and everything. It's been quite a process to actually get approval for this fight, but I understand if anyone's sitting there going, well, concussion in AFL is a big issue and these idiots are getting into the ring. I guess some things you do, you take a bit of a risk, and we are taking somewhat of a risk.
You're not a fighter, but
I'm not. No.
You're not a lover. But.
No. Well, that's the... I'm not a lover either, no.
what do you do, Kane? What do you do, Corn?
Well, that's the thing that half excites me about it is getting completely out of your comfort zone. Yeah. Like, if you ever said to me you would be going in a boxing ring, I would have laughed at you. And so to do that and to have a physical challenge and get out of your comfort zone is something that's kind of exciting.
Well, The Gathering, JB, is live and exclusive on Stan Pay-Per-View Wednesday, April 3. So that's next Wednesday from 6 p.m. Go to stan.com.au/PPV to pre-order now.
Now, I need you to answer me a question, Kate. How long have we known each other?
A long time.
I reckon you were literally about 3 when we first met. I'm sitting on a plane. This is last year with a bloke. He says to me, why is it that Kane Corns appears to be desperate to be the least popular person in the AFL? I said to him, I've known Kane since he's 3. He's a beauty.
Yep.
His brother's a beauty. His old man's a beauty. He's nothing like the bloke you think you're talking about. But answer his question, because he was serious.
Well, I don't know.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you don't understand. I don't go out there to be disliked. I guess it's just, but I grew up watching Dad and KG. Right? So I did a traineeship at 5AA station in Adelaide.
So for people that don't know, they were the number one drive radio show in Adelaide for, 20 years?
Yeah, and they used to rate a 21 or something. Like, So I grew up with that. And I don't know, my old man was quite combative. And
he used to throw bombs.
He was not afraid to be on the other side of the popular view. So I don't know whether it's that, but I watch football and I see things and I'm passionate about it and I just sort of say what I think. Now, do I get it right all the time? Absolutely not. Do I go 20% extra than I need to at times? Yes. and you reflect on that, because it's a bit hard there, but you try and learn and do it a different way next time. But yeah, I travelled a bit overseas to America and consume a lot of the American sports, and they just don't give a, they just don't care what people think about them. And then that was always what Dad had. He did not care what people thought about him. I won't say that I don't care what people think about me, but I'm better at being able to cope with the criticism and having an opinion and getting the backlash that comes with it.
By the way, mate, none of us get it right all the time.
Mm. I do.
Not a single person. You get it wrong most of the time.
Every day.
How do you go? Because a lot of our job is dealing with footy departments. So is that how do you go with that? I mean, obviously, Port, you've got no problems. Yeah. But with, you know, if you're at an airport and you run into Richmond or someone and you've had a crack at one of them, how do you go with that?
Trent Cotchin or someone. What to?
Well, you know, I'm talking about the, you know, the footy managers and the coaches.
Yeah, you probably get maybe five or six angry calls from a coach per year. It's not that common, but I kind of enjoy it because it does. Sometimes they've read a headline or it's been quite combative or it's been a story that has been beaten up, and we actually explain to them the context of how you said it. They're quite understanding. They're very defensive of their players, which I understand. And, you know, when I said the thing about Tim Taranto last year, Damien Hardwick rang me on a Saturday morning before a game and he was really defensive of Tim. And I sort of explained why I said it and we had it. So then you sort of move on from there. And sometimes it's not a bad thing to be able to have that discussion with them. Chris Fagan's great. He often rings and is upset or he's okay. So then you kind of build relationships from there. And then there's others that wouldn't give you the time of day and that's fine as well.
Trent Cotchin, he's in his fourth or fifth gig.
Come on, Bill.
And you're trying to have fun.
You've been on the Footy Show. You've been on Triple M for 30 years. Yeah. You've made a living out of
taking the piss,
taking the mickey
out of each other.
And we take the mickey out of each other as well. So, I mean, hopefully we can see the light.
And
side.
Joel too.
No, well, Joel's, that was just a mediocre thing that Brownie had done with a toothbrush, and it was kind of funny. But the respect for those two, of course, what they've done is unbelievable. No one looks after them more.
But you know what happens? Their friends, you know, take it to heart more than what they do, don't they? And they'll have a crack at you.
Yeah, and you've
and
got
the worst thing is when they don't hear it properly too. And the best question you say, did you actually hear me say that? And they go, no, but me mate told me.
Like, and then you've just got to cop it back. There'll be a response and there'll be a return serve and then you just cop it back. But in the end, it's the Sunday Footy Show, which you're a part of for longer than anyone, is an entertainment product. And once again, we don't always get it right, but I think most people enjoy the show.
Does it affect you sometimes? Do you think, geez, Kane, just pull up a bit. Come on, mate.
I think there's a part of me that in 15 years I'd love to just to be anonymous and off social media and not working and traveling around. Obviously there's some responsibilities that you've got to take care of, so that's not realistic at the moment. But in time, could I live without the headlines and live without the social media and the backlash? Absolutely. Yeah. And I hope one day, you know, Lucy and I are just doing something different and living a bit more of a quiet life.
Mm.
Oh, it's good.
You've got to own your space. Yeah, whatever your space is.
And that's
you'd rather
space.
Have that than a fence-sitting vanilla. Mm.
And you do have a lot of supporters, don't you, Kane? That's the other thing. You do have a lot of supporters.
I don't know. Like you hear,
no, you do.
Well, you may have. I think people probably go, okay, well, at least it's interesting or at least it incites a reaction. Like that. I mean, that's the thing. You're watching the footy and I'm watching the footy and I react to something, like something a commentator said or a piece of play. I think that's what my commentary is designed to do, is get a reaction, positive or negative, and get people involved in the game to debate it. And anyone can ring me on the radio and debate it and I'll have it out. And I love that. I love people having a crack and fighting back. So I'm happy to take people's calls and they can tell me I'm an idiot or whatever and I'll cop it and argue back.
Well, the V8 supercar driver loves it.
Oh, Bhagwana.
Hutchie.
Do you do everything he says? Like,
no.
Do this, Kane. Yes. Oh, yes. Do this.
That's the other perception.
Hutchie's little puppet.
Not once. Can I just hand on heart? I'm pretty honest. But not once has he ever said to me, I need you to do this. He has said to me, you went too far there, and if I was you, I would just pull it back a little bit. But he's never wound me up to tell me to go and say something. So it's all on me. There's no blame on anyone else other than
we're blaming Hutchie. We're fully blaming Hutchie. We're up. Well, there's going to be all eyes on this fight. Yeah.
All eyes on Nate Brown. If you can get in early and hit him on the nose, he'll go, oh, shit.
I feel like he's going to go hard early. Yeah. I think my endurance will stack up.
Yes.
But I think he's probably got a bit more power than me, so he might try and end things early. I've just got to hang in there and try and go the distance.
How do people get stuck into this, Rabbits?
The Gathering live and exclusive on Stan Pay-Per-View. Wednesday, April 3 from 6 p.m. Go to stan.com.au/PPV to pre-order now.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
On your corn.
We must thank Hutchie and SEM for letting Kane come in as
We had Brownie on Friday, so it's good.
Come on, Hutchie.
Yeah, it's all good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He should never go on TV, Jace. Jace.
Jace. He's called him Jace.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
He didn't need the prop. That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Dylan Buckley, I've just done the Dylan Buckley podcast. Oh. Very impressive young man.
Is he?
I like what he's doing. So he's in tomorrow.
Speak about yourself, did you?
No, not really. Luke Davies-Uniacke is in, speaking of impressive. Even though North went down, he's a superstar, that man. LDU. Ryan, your man. Yeah. Pappenhausen.
Oh, the Pap. Jeez, he got flattened too on the weekend. Ooh. That was bad. Some bloke charged him, went up in the air. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's tomorrow, but now.
Now Luke's joke.
With a brand new sponsor as well.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Robot building supplies. Robots got it.
All right. You're taking no responsibility for whether it's funny.
I'm not taking any.
Yeah. He's been trying to do this for years.
Yes. Now, Jim, I reckon we've got 50 jokes here, okay?
Right, okay.
And this is one of the better ones.
Right.
We're giving it away over the next 4 days.
Right.
This is a great prize.
Mm-hmm. See?
This is Luke, whose number finishes in 085.
Oh, doesn't. Thank you. No, we're not going with his number.
So he knows who he is, 085. Right. Jim.
Yes.
Did you hear about the man who lived in a tyre?
No.
He got a puncture. Now he lives in a flat.
Oh, Luke.
That's one of the better ones. I'm telling you, Jim.
It can't be one of the better ones.
Five pages.
You've plucked some low fruit to start with.
I am one of the funniest blokes in the world because this is our audience sending in jokes and they're not great.
Where are you going with that, Rabs?
Rabs?
I think there's only one way to go. Poor old Lukey.
Look, you're better than that, Luke.
It's not bad.
No, not good.
It's not.
Because people don't live in tyres anyway.
Well, it's a joke. What do you reckon? Look at him.
Someone living in a tyre.
He's had a good year.
That's all right.
Doesn't even start as a joke. No.
He's a Toyo. Was there our sponsors?
No, they were last week. Yeah, we got Robot on board. So Robot's got it, by the way.
Hopefully the next three will be better than that.
Well, I'll get you to have a look at the list, all right?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.